Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Yo Nigga, and this is Yo Nigga and Yo Politics, the Iowa caucuses. How is everybody doing on this beautiful, beautiful, what is today, Tuesday, February 4th, 2020? And we are going to be doing a lot of stuff because I'm feeling so juiced about everything. I love the fact that everybody is listening to my little programs. Thank you for listening to the Black Panthers. You know, I'm just a huge procrastinator out here in life, taking care of myself, trying to find some self-love, being black, being me. And I would recommend that for everybody. Today is, what did I say today is? February 4th, 2020, and we're talking about politics. We're going to have quite a few little shows now, because I feel so blessed, and I thank you again very much for listening on the downloads and stuff, and I'm going to be uploading the website, sfjfamilieservices.org.com, because really over time I'm working on all the paperwork, original paperwork from this brain right here, so I can start to build my little technical school to teach these little knuckleheads how to do some construction services. What I've been doing has been enabling me to be so blessed in life, and somehow I landed in the shit. So the least I can do is teach a nigga how to do what I do. You feel me? So, you know, I've come to the conclusion that that takes quiet time, because I will not plagiarize anybody's work. I've done this shit for 10 years, long enough to sit here and write the book myself. So that's what I've been doing. And I'm like, this was my contribution to black people in America. I'm going to take my gifts, what God's given me, bless me with, and see if I can bless some other people. Construction is fun, shit. You ever done it? It's fun. It makes a lot of good money, too. Being out there doing the shit, you know, hands-on, but being in the house nigga like me and doing the little house nigga shit, the stuff that takes brains, you know, the girl got brains. So we here really not to talk about me, which we love to do. We here to talk about you and me and America, because we love America, because the proud black people in America know, right, that their ancestors built this bitch. And we don't like, you know, we ain't too cool. I mean, we're just chill and stuff, you know. But we ain't too cool with you just trying to tear it apart and taking us to places we ain't never been before. And that's what's happening. So we're talking about the Iowa caucuses today from the black person's perspective and how irrelevant it is from the perspective of the Democratic Party, because you got to understand, if you're into politics, which I am and I will do for you, Democrats need black people. Need. Not one, oh, we can have them. No, need. With a capital N. So for our party to begin in Iowa, and I'm looking, I'm on TV, I'm with them, I'm looking through the crowds, I'm looking for some black people in those caucuses, adding up numbers, giving trade and horse trade. I was like, this shit reminds me a whole lot of slavery. The white people love doing stuff that reminds them of slavery, don't they? Damn. Oh, I'll trade you one for that. That's sound like slavery to me. Will you stop doing stuff that sounds like slavery? God damn. Can you get it out of you? Is slavery like heroin? You just can't get it out. You got to reproduce it in some kind of fucked up way, huh, America? God damn. Get it out, you. Maybe if you were a print, reprint, Lord. Hey, and I haven't even been drinking. Thank you. But it is 11. Nope, see, not even 11. But it is 10 Pacific time. Okay. Can you get all the slavery-type activities out of your system? And then maybe you can fix these people like Donald Trump and the people that follow him to think that we are not a United States made of a melting pot. Everybody, I ain't heard the word melting pot in a long time, because they melted that motherfucking set on fire. Okay, because Donald Trump set the melting pot on fire. He put all the Mexicans and all the Muslim people, right, trying to put the niggas in there too, and just set it all on fire. So Iowa caucus, all that shit, you know, and see, I love it because I want you to follow me all through 2020. When you see all the established shit that goes on, that's been going on, blow up. It's going to blow up. It's going to stop, because that is what is required, because we are blessed enough to live in this time where we see this shit is blowing up. First of all, they can't even get the counts right. Oh, and here we are, black people, just sliding along. Did the white people get it right today for us? Because Lord knows we ain't doing shit to get it right. Did they get it right for us? Did Karen do what she was supposed to do today for niggas? Did Bob? Did Bob figure that shit out for a nigga? Oh, he didn't? Oh, shit, here we go. Because I might be prejudiced. You know, I've been here a long time to know. Yeah, you act like that because that's how you treat me. Oh, yeah, I got a presidential, whatever it's called. Yeah, I got prejudice on some stuff. But I can't be a racist because I have the power to do nothing but make Stacy's life fucked up, not yours. I can't even make my own kids' life fucked up no more. You feel me? That's a racist. And we're going to go over that. Let's go. We supposed to see. I never follow my paperwork. So I said hello, who I am, and what today was. And we're talking about the Iowa caucuses from the perspective of an African American. And somebody needs to talk to their representative, okay? When I can get my life together, I'm going to have your representative on the nonprofit website. I promise, before the end of the week. So you can say, hey, you know, from what I understand, what my show that I listen to, just ask a nigga, I know y'all don't like that word, but we didn't make it up and she makes it funny, from my favorite show. She say, like, why y'all starting in Iowa? There's no black people in Iowa. But you need me. That's why, okay, so guess who's, that's why Pete Buttigieg is winning in Iowa. Oh, is that a surprise? Oh, because ain't no black people voting in Iowa. And somebody called me a homophobe, but it's kind of impossible for me to do that other than in a joking way, okay? I'm not that. Somebody called me that on Twitter. You're just a black homophobe. You're going to put all your people, because I said he's not going to win, the black people's not going to vote him in. Because the majority of black voters are old people, older than me, 55, older than 55, and they ain't down with that. Okay? They was mad at Obama on gay marriage, okay? Let alone president. You want, look, we need Trump to lose. We can hook up with Peter Dudge. We can hook up with Mayor Pete after we get rid of Satan. Okay, we can't have, see, don't get me started, because I'll say some messed up stuff, just because we got to be real in life. See, we floating around now being real, and then here come Trump. floating around not being real so happy on Obama, but not making a nigga do nothing to give us any more power than we had before he came, and here come Trump. So now here we are, hoping Nancy Pelosi, as she always does, pulls it out. But Donald Trump, see, they let Satan be the president. So this week, tomorrow, we're going to talk about the State of the Union and that ridiculous show. But today is Iowa caucus. So you need to contact your representative and let them know. That's just, you know, we need to turn over stuff. You know, we need a renovation. See, I'm in construction. Renovations make you feel so good. Pull that old shit out that all the bugs is hiding behind. Clean it, scrape it, throw it away. Because it ain't working. Even the founding fathers hit stop working. Because you've got a super criminal. And your little constitution didn't have enough laws for super criminals. So we even got to change the fucking constitution, but we got to get rid of the criminal first. So Pete ain't going to do it. And me personally, I don't give a shit. Whatever the numbers lay, they lay. But I think I already know where they lay, because most Democrats feel like me. Look, this nigga got to go. We can be all cute and shit after this nigga go. We can be cute after the nigga is gone. That's like, I gotta get rid of this cancer before I could think about, you know, getting a perm, because I ain't got no hair right now. Shit. Right? Shit, fuck. So Iowa, they say this is gonna be the last year in Iowa. One, they done fucked it up so bad it should be the last year. And two, it's not irrelevant when your candidacy, your success, okay, black people, and you need to understand this, yo nigga, yo politics, trust me, I'm in it every day, I'm doing it for you. When your success relies on a nigga, see, you need to understand their success relies on you, so you need to be asking for some shit. You need to be asking, being more active, being more involved. You got to be involved, you got to be involved, you hear me? You got to be involved. In whatever way you can. So, what I will do, and let me put it on the dry erase marker board. Shit. We are going to get all of the representatives for the districts that have the highest population of niggas. So, if yours ain't posted, well, I'm sorry, you're relying on some white people. No. Contact me through the nonprofit website, through SF. I'm so sorry. SFJFamilyServices.org, and we'll find out who that is. But you need to try to contact them and let them know that you understand that their success depends on you. So they need to be worried about your success. Iowa caucuses, we glad it failed. And so you want to just let them know you're glad it failed too, because that's not where their focus should be if there's not black people, a majority of black people there. Let's start the caucuses where they're the most concentration of African-American people. Let's try to start doing that for a year or whenever we do this shit again. And that's what you need to be telling your representative, okay? Because other representatives want to take over you and what you want, obviously. They've been doing it forever, see. So now's the time for you to say, because again, the Democratic Party depends, they don't say, oh, we depend on, you know, Hispanic. They depend on black people. For some reason, somehow, some way, shit, you were it. So you need to start demanding some shit, not for yourself, but for your legacy, for your children, for the people that little niggas that's coming after you. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about Iowa caucuses and how they're, you know, originated, but they're totally irrelevant. Okay? And so if you want to contact me and say, hey, I live here and I want you to find my whatever, because Google, nigga, Google your shit. But if you need some help, sfjfamilieservices.org. Email me there, and I'll give you your nigga. And you can contact me and say, hey, look, I'm my favorite show. Just ask the nigga. And your nigga, your politics, told me to tell you, since I'm your nigga, I'm going to register to vote, see? That's what you got to let them know. Hey, I'm getting ready to register to vote. I'm registering to vote, and I need you to address my immediate needs. So here they are. Here are my black immediate needs. Because we know we need DACA. We know we need all that. We need DACA. We need what else? That's all I need. Shit. Oh, definitely health care. We need all that shit. But we need some nigga specific shit. And what are they? Send them to me. sfjfamilieservices.org. What's your nigga-specific problems? I'll mention them on here, and we see if other niggas got nigga-specific problems, and we'll get some shit going. What's your nigga-specific problems? See, I don't have as many as I did before because I don't have minors. See, when you got minors in you, nigga, you got really a lot of nigga-specific problems. So let's take a break. We come back, talk about that shit, irrelevant. We got a game plan for you, for your life, for your future, because guess what? The future in America is for our black people, the niggas that made this shit. So we're going to take a little break, baby, because you cool, I'm cool. You know what I'm finna play. Cool cats. Iowa caucuses, this is yo nigga, yo politics, Stacey Felicia Johnson, your favorite show, yo nigga, yo politics, the diary, a whole bunch of different names. But you know we got it. Let's go. Be right back.
Thank you.
All right, all right. We back, we back. It's yo nigga, yo politics, the Iowa caucuses. Oh, I'm rhyming and shit. Oh, Stacey on the box. Stacey always on the box. Iowa. Where did I go? And I flew over as Iowa. I'm like, what is this? Where are the people? Everything's a mile away from everything. Then there's the windmills and shit. Where was I going? I think it was wintertime. I was going to teach OSHA somewhere. I'm like, oh, look, it's Iowa. Then I followed the Mississippi River and then got sad, started thinking about slaves. What's wrong with me? God, parents all having sex, so I'll be born during the Civil War. Civil War, Lord. Civil rights. I was born December 1964. We got freedom, so-called. I'm sure my mama was watching that shit. Civil War. Civil War. Yeah, it's a Civil War. It's a Civil War. I did a Donald Trump. I changed some fucked up shit and made it like it was what I meant to say. That's what pimps do. I meant to say it. Shit. Iowa caucuses. Okay, in 72. Okay, 72. They became the most, the first electoral event of the nomination process for President of the United States. Since that time, the event, okay, so this is why, since 72, it just drew increasing media attention and become the test of the candidate's ability to attract and organize their campaign and ultimately win the support of their political party for the nomination. So they do this not only in Iowa, right? They go to all different caucuses. But they start here in the whitest of the whitest of the whitest of the whitest states of America, which I can understand if America's population that this party needed, right, the support that this party needed was the whitest of the whitest of the whitest of the whitest of America, much like Republicans. I can see Republicans starting there and feeling real good and happy and life is great. But for a party to start there and then fuck it up, right, and then fuck it up, and then fuck up the numbers. But a party to start, and that's what I'm saying, man, you know, America, well, I mean, we got Donald Trump. I don't know. I don't know because I'm not God. And I don't know the ultimate plan of everything that happens in the world, but America's biggest problem is they just ignore niggas. They just ignore niggas. Barack Obama ignored niggas, other than the fact he tried to act like he was one. But we just ignore niggas. We ignore niggas and their problems. Oh, we pay a lot of attention niggas when, oh, look what they did, you know. Oh, they asked to get shot. This little boy asked to get shot. What? Your little boy don't ask to get shot. No little boy asked to get shot. Okay, so. But America's job, I guess, it's their job. It's just America's job until God just changes that American job. It's just the American's job to ignore everything that hurts a black American. Let's just ignore it. Look, they gave you civil rights, Chad. Fuck. Same shit they said when Lincoln let us free. Ah, you're free. Well, wait, what's that mean? Nigga, I can't even read. What are you talking about? Free? Free to do what? So until America, you know. And then it's Iowa caucuses shit. And when they know, okay, when they know our success depends on African Americans voting and voting for us. Not only voting, but voting for us. So we're going to start the whole process in the whitest of white of countries, Lord. It's not a different country, Stacey. Of states that they can find. You know, I'm an early bird, so I'm trying to adjust to this new life country. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. And see, I'm so right brain, left brain. You know, left brain, you know, I'm like a computer on off. I mean, there's no in between when it's shit. Like, okay, your success depends on black people. So you start out your shit in the whitest of the whitest states, and work your way around to the nigga state. What are we supposed to do in the meantime? And how fair is that to the motherfucker in the whitest of whitest states? I mean, really. How fair is that to Buttigieg? Okay? And I'm sorry. How fair is that to a gay white dude looking for support from old Baptist, Catholic, and whatever a black person could be, African voter? How fair is that to him? Yeah, you can get all the vote in Iowa, PD. But once you bring your ass to South Carolina, the party's over, boo. That's not fair to them or us. So, America, look, people, we are America. Okay, they get voted in because you go and take your ass and vote. So how about Iowa caucus that just got popular because it got popular because the media showed up, but it has no correlation to the demographics of the people? You need to show up to have you be successful. Bullshit. Okay, let's stop just saying bullshit is cool. If you can stop saying bullshit is cool, you have cured America. So, this is Yo Nigga Yo Politics, Iowa caucuses. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the State of the Union and that silly mess. And also tomorrow we're going to be talking about going over Black History, because it is Black History Month, right? So we're going to be talking about our boy Malcolm, Malcolm X. We also, Thursday, we're going to be going over the Freedom Riders, all of our Black History specials. Or an hour, because I'll just go on forever and ever. So an hour each, that's Thursday. Friday, it's going to be recorded on Friday, not live as if somebody called me. Yeah, you do sometimes. Friday's recording is going to be on Jim Crow. Okay, so we're going to be breaking it down piece by piece, interesting topics that affect our black people. I don't too much want to do slavery. I mean, what's new about slavery? You know, nothing new about that. But some of the other stuff we don't focus on, you know. So as I read and get different stuff, it's like, oh, that'd be interesting to branch off in terms of black history. So we're going to be also at the end of the shows, black history shows, we're going to go over all of the amendments. Starting with one and two. One on, just add about 10 minutes of the First Amendment on Thursday. And no, on Wednesday, tomorrow. Second, Thursday, and all the way down till we get them all. Hey, Black History. We are Black History. Okay, so again, we're going to work on, if you are interested in just emailing me through the website, you can do so either at info@sfjohnsonconsulting.com. Or at the nonprofit website, sfjfamilieservices.org. We are looking for volunteers to mainly write at this point, because 2020, I'm just recovering. You know, I'm just chilling. I'm chilling. I remember how happy I was when I was in the same position before I started getting involved with trying to get, let's not even go over it. But so this year, I'm just going to chill and do some reconstruction of my own. Constitutional Convention. Talk about that. There's so many different little snippets of information we can go over in terms of black history, and that we will do. A couple of shows a day. Some will be recorded. Some will be like this. Okay, so next show, which will be tomorrow. But I thought this was interesting. You know, so Iowa caucuses, what I want you to do is understand as African American, especially if you're Democrat, the majority of you may be, okay, there's some, you know, my mentors, let's get into that, because my psychology, my mentors, my studies, my say that, you know, we live best in life when we don't judge people. And I'm so happy with myself because now when I do say some shit, like I'm out and driving, somebody do something stupid, I say some shit, it automatically pops up with, like, Stacy, da-da-da. I'm like, oh, God is giving me, like, right now. I don't, like, wait till, like, I pray at night. I'm getting, like, right instant correction. So I'm very happy about that because really – in order to live happy in life, and this is, oh, I'm telling you, we're coming a long way, baby. You've come a long way, baby. You've got to not judge people. You've got to let people go with their own flow, no matter who they are. You know, and everybody won't like you, and that's fucked up. And, I mean, I'm used to that part, but it's like, but me and the judging part, it's like life is so beautiful when you don't judge. And when you go with the flow, see, going with the flow, and it's all my little astrology and stuff, so I'm going to let you in on some special secrets. But going with the flow kind of takes all the pain out of your body. It just makes you wake up happier. And when you do those, when you just wake up happier, that just makes everything else go good. So your goal in life, no matter what it takes, even with shit that's not a happy situation, a happy thing, until you can get the shit out of it, is to be happy, no matter what it takes, you have to be happy, because being happy will make everything else get in line, and sometimes you got to be miserable a little bit before you get happy, but everybody knows what I mean about getting happy, and you got to get happy for you, and so for me, 2020 is all about self-love, being happy, doing what I love, and part of what I love is, like, doing this, like, hey, you know, Sharon, like, I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way, if you feel and love your country like I do, you know, so it don't cost nothing to put your voice on here and share what you feel and try to be positive and get people through some stupid shit. So, again, yo nigga, yo politics. This is Stacy Johnson, owner and operator of The Best Place to Work. If you want to learn something, SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, and the director of SF Johnson, can't never say it right, SF Johnson Family Services, all designed to, I don't know, give purpose in life, shit, why not? What else you got to do? Have a good night, Yo Nigga Yo Politics. We'll be back tomorrow with Yo Nigga Yo Politics and the State of the Union and that ridiculousness. We'll be also tomorrow, we're going to go over prejudice since it is Black History Month. You know, prejudice, racism, all that shit. That's just a ploy. That's just some man-made shit to make them feel good. And to program you to not feel good. So we're going to put some learning behind that shit. That might be recorded. That's my love. So sometimes I just read and just record and start riffing and record it, you know? And it's great. It's beautiful. Anything that helps us be better in life is always beautiful. Don't ever forget that, goddammit. Whether it's a person, a drink, or me, yo nigga, yo politics. I will see you tomorrow, and you know I love you. And don't let Donald Trump drive you crazy, and kiss everybody you know. Kiss every motherfucking person you know, and I'm going to kiss you right now, goddammit. Mwah! Thank you. We believe in God. We black. We believe all things are possible with God, right? Call things that be not as though they are. So let Mayor Pete talk about executive order reparations in my first day. Mayor Pete's on my nigga. Sure.